We are joined at the moment by none other than Gaffer, who have released an incredible LP soaked with 80s UK punk and post-punk. And yeah, we're so excited to talk to you here on Dead End Beat.
Yeah, Kyle, Chris, Oliver, and Katie all joining us. Thanks so much for coming through the Drive Time studio, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers for having us.
It is a pleasure. So Dead End Beat is Gaffer's second release, but RTR listeners have probably heard music you folks have been involved in one form or another, or seen you at a show. How do you all get to know each other, and what's Gaffer's sort of collective musical history?
Yeah, I guess I'll go. When we meet you, Chris?
2018, I just moved back from living overseas for a long time.
Yeah, so Chris moved over from the UK, back from the UK. He already knew Ash from over in the UK for a little bit. And then we just got talking about, doing a band, doing like a 70s punk sort of band, British, Aussie influences, that sort of thing. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And then we got Katie in on bass, and we already had Ash on drums. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Meeting-wise, though, I had known Kyle and Ash for probably nearly 10 years before that.
Yeah, probably 10 years or something.
Just from around the traps. Yeah. But never been in a... Oh, no, we were in a band together very briefly. I can't even remember what it was called.
Don't talk about it.
But other than that, we hadn't done anything together musically. So. Yeah. But we knew it would work in that sense, like similar...
Yeah, we're all mates.
Circling each other.
Yeah.
Kyle, this isn't actually your first time chatting to folks at RTR about this sort of thing. I was revisiting the Punk West podcast you did, and a direct quote from you is, "In Perth, everyone that plays in a band also plays in four other bands."
Wow. That's accurate.
That's great. I guess not. Yeah, it's pretty true,
It's true. It's a small circle to pick from, you know.
Yes, yeah, so there's a lot of sort of collective punk experience in the band right now.
I've noticed that there is a huge UK influence from the 80s punk scene, and also post-punk influences as well. Were there any notable records or artists that kind of influenced the sound around Dead End Beat?
I guess we didn't really sort of start the band and go for a particular band or a record label that we were kind of searching for. We kind of kept it pretty broad, didn't we, really? UK, kind of, I guess, UK obscure 70s punk, snobbish kind of, like, you know, maybe people won't know about it sort of stuff, but I guess to get into that now, I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there was no, like, one band or one. I guess we're just broadly going for 70s punk, post-punk sort of stuff. Mm. And yeah, originally, like, I don't know, I sort of had an idea of like 70s Aussie stuff, like the Saints and the Victims, Radio Birdman, that sort of stuff. But then it didn't really pan out that way. We went way more in the UK sort of direction, I think. Maybe bands like Blitz, kind of bit of comparison there, but like not too strong, I guess. Yeah.
Nice. Were there any contemporary bands or bands, well, not including the ones that you play in, or where you can include the ones that you play in, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, any contemporary influences?
Yeah, like, that's what I was trying to say.
Wow, that's a good one. I guess we just kind of love our own stuff.
that's totally fine.
I guess like a lot of like stuff nowadays, it's like throwback, look back kind of in retrospect. We all listen to like new music. But I guess our influence is strictly like 70s, early 80s stuff. Not that we don't love a lot of new music, but I wouldn't say we're influenced by it per se.
For sure.
Yeah.
And how do you try to keep things fresh, drawing upon those things that are a little bit past this time, but how do you keep things fresh in your sound?
It's tough because, you know,
you kind of can't. You don't. Yeah. You just hope no one notices.
Yeah, you've got like three or four chords to play with. I don't know. I don't know if it comes across, but we spend quite a lot of time on like actually arranging the songs to make them more interesting because, you know, you've only got a little bit to work with.
Yeah, structure is probably the best.
Yeah, just to make the songs as good as they can be, but keep it simple. Like, I'm a big believer in keeping stuff simple. That's the kind of music I like. I don't like listen to much free jazz or free bird or anything, you know, like, you know, if you can like take something away, I think it's a better idea than adding it in sometimes.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, I don't know if anybody's ever described Gaffer as elegant, but
wow, yeah, that's, yeah, good, yeah,
that's what it is.
That's
great. If you can make an entire album with just a series of three chords,
yeah,
pretty straightforward structure.
Yeah.
Bloody brilliant. So this LP was recorded at Stable Sound with Will Hooper. How was that whole process? Like, was this a
hot,
a quick one and done? Was it fun? Was it painful?
It wasn't fun.
It was a heat wave.
It was all right.
In a really hot studio.
So quite literally hot.
It was hot.
It was the middle of summer, yeah. So
yeah.
It was 40 odd
degrees. But it was great. It was great. We know Will quite well, so it was a very relaxed kind of experience in that sense, very comfortable kind of thing.
Do you reckon any of that like heat angst sort of comes through on
yes.
any of the recordings?
I think we got some benefits from it because, we got the meat potatoes of it done within 2 days, like 12 songs, 40 plus degree days. It was, I feel like some of that would hopefully push.
We didn't kill each other either.
Yeah, we didn't kill each other.
Yeah, Will's really good to record with, but I guess the only sort of the only trouble is recording the whole thing live. So so some of the songs took a few takes because all of us had to be on point. There was no dropping in, there was no doing tracking separate instruments and that sort of thing. So yeah, it was
and
it was hard.
We'd written,
but we got through it.
Two of the songs like literally finished the day of recording or the day before or something. So that was, it worked out in the end, but that was stressful.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you know, it was neat.
were the rest of the songs like older and more historical?
Yeah.
Kind of a combination of like all of them. I guess some of them were older, some of them were newer.
Because there's a few from
the
demo which made their way onto the LP, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
and then were there any like Lucy's that have only ever been played live?
Not yet. We've got like a pretty small repertoire, so we have to use everything we've got, I think, at the moment.
Again, elegant.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to waste.
Slow fat, Adkins style. A
couple of the songs on the record that we've never played live.
Smash.
You're gonna do that.
That's true. Because, we haven't really done much since recording. We knew it would take ages for the records, like the physical copy, to actually come. So we took like most of last year off.
Yeah, we didn't play much. Like, we didn't want to get sick of the shows. Yeah, because it's like 12-month turnaround on records now. We didn't want to smash the shows, get sick of the songs, then have the album out and then be over it.
Yeah, and possibly, I guess, have punters over it as well.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you about that, Kyle. Because in Australia, at least, it's coming out on Helter Skelter Records, which you are pretty heavily involved in. What's it like releasing your own music this time around?
About the same as all the other times. I don't know. I just kind of treat it like any other band, I guess. Try not to promote it too hard because it feels kind of weird doing that with your own band or whatever. I just treat it like any other band, I guess.
It's very convenient for the rest of us, though.
Yeah.
We don't actually have to really...
A freeload.
Basically.
It makes it easy. You got control over the whole operation, so, and you got direct contact with the band, so you can do what they want you to do and all that. So it's pretty convenient.
Yeah, well, it definitely comes across as a really well thought out and extremely well put together release. And given the heat during recording and stuff, I'd say Dead End Beat comes across as a bit of a triumph.
Thank you.
Is there any chance to see you folks playing live in the future, far or distant?
We do have a couple gigs coming up. I think we're playing the 18th of March at the North Perth Bowls Club.
Oh, sick.
Is that a North Perth?
Yeah, it is. I should probably let you know more about that. And then I think...
24th.
24th
of March.
459 Bar we're playing.
Yeah, wonderful.
And we're actually discussing when we can actually do a release show and how long after the record comes out you're allowed to actually put a release show on. So
the two venues in Perth are booked out until like June or something, so we might have to improvise or wait. Yeah. Not sure.
There's a lot of shows coming up in the next like 3 months. So a lot of punk shows. So we've got to try and slot in there somewhere. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seems to be the season for punk in Perth right now. It's 2 weeks of local features, which are big, fast and heavy on the Sound Alternative. So it's been a pleasure hearing you folks all over the radio. And it's been a pleasure having you come in for Drive today. Thanks so much for popping in.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.